We learn in the Mishnah, Chanos Shebachotzer, Yochel Limchois Beyodoi Veloi Marloi, Eini Yochel Lisha Mikoila Nichnosin Mikoila Yoitzin. Ben Chotzer could prevent the other Ben Chotzer from opening his door in the Chotzer, even though it's in his private home, because the neighbor is getting a nezek of either noise or... It's a machlekes, it seems like a machlekes rishonim. If the zchus tain of nizkei shcheinim, that he could prevent him open his chanos, is it from the din of you're not allowed to make noise if you're disturbing the neighbor, or that he has no zchus to claim for the noise, but he has a zchus to stop him from going through his chatzer, which is a chatzer ashutfin, he owns the chatzer too. And you have a schuss to tell him, I don't want you walking through my chatzer, it's disturbing me, the Rishonim call ribui derech. Anyway, the Mishnah ends out, v'loy mikoil ha-tinoikos, that when we're talking about, the Gemara explains, it's talking about tinoikos shel bis rabban, kids who come to learn Torah by the Rebbe, and then you have no schuss to provide the melamed tinoikos to teach in the chatzer Torah. The Gemara explains that it's a special takana. Mitakonas Yeshua ben Gamla Vailach, Chazal had a special takona, and from then and on we have this heter that you can't prevent anymore someone from opening cheder or teaching Torah in the chatzer. The Gemara explains what the stages of the takona were. First, there was originally people used to teach their own sons Torah. There was a problem, not everybody had a parent. So Chazal were metakin that they should take the kids to Yerushalayim, and there would be a malamed tinokos over there. It was still a problem because only those who had a father could bring them to Yerushalayim. Those who didn't have a father had no one to teach them. So Chazal were metakin that they should be put a malamed tinokos in every single plach, which is a few cities together. Chazal saw that still, since it was far away, so only the older kids came to learn, only 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds. And there was a problem to start teaching the 16-year-olds Torah. There was, if you don't start with them younger, it's hard to start in that age. They weren't in the Kabbal. So here came Yeshua ben Gamla and made his takana that there should be a melamed tinokos in every city. And the Gemara brings this, that this is the reason that there's a heter to be a malamed tinokos in the chatzer. You cannot prevent him from making all the noise and the derech, bringing in all the people. And the Gemara is very unclear. Why is this takana? What does this takana have to do with the problem of nizkei shcheinim? We have a problem of nizkei shcheinim, either the noise or ribui derech that disturbing the neighbors. And the Gemara says there's a special takana of Yeshua ben Gamla which helps out with this nizkei shcheinim. We would expect to hear that Yeshua ben Gamla made a takana that you can't prevent teaching Torah in the chatzer. But Yeshua ben Gamla didn't mention anything about that. Yeshua ben Gamla just made a takana that there should be a melamed tinoikos in every city. But where did he give you the heter that it could be even in someone's chatzer, even though the neighbors disagree? Maybe we'll say that since Yeshua ben Gamla made a takana, there has to be a melamed tinokos in every city. So if people could disagree to having it in their chatzer, so where else is it going to be? That lichera is not true, because the Gemara says, Rav Abaye says that seifa asal lechatzer acheres, Abaye brings a halacha that the only din that you could be ma'akev al nizkei shcheinim is if it's in your own chatzer. But if it's in the chatzer right nearby you, even though you're getting just as much noise, you cannot be ma'akev. So lichayra, if you want to have a melamed tinoikos in every city, go to a chatzer where no one disagree, or have your own chatzer and teach the Torah over there. So the Nimuka Yosef touches this problem. And the Nimuka Yosef says that Ein Echanami, Betzem, there's plenty of shuls and Bati Medrash where you could teach Torah. But since we have this new takon of Yeshua ben Gamla to be Mechazek, the Limud Torah, So Rabbanan wanted to help out this takana, and if you're going to say that you can't teach in your own chatzar, you have to go to a specific chatzar, it's going to be much harder. And to be mechazik the takana, they made a special heter that there's no dinei nizkei shcheinim. These from the noise and from the walking, you can't claim that on a melamed tinokos. It comes out the Gemara is a little skipped a point, meaning the Gemara just brings that Yoshua ben Gamla made a takana that there should be a melamed tinokos, and therefore there's another takana added on to be mechazik the first takana. Yoshua ben Gamla just made a takana that there should be melamed tinokos in every city. Then Rabbanon, or maybe Yoshua ben Gamla himself, added on a takana to that, and they said that since the first takana, you can't be me'akev, you can't provide someone from teaching Torah to the kids in your chatzir. There's a very interesting tour in the Shulchan Aruch that brings the halacha of melamed tinoikos, that you can't provide him from teaching in the chatzir. And he says the same exact thing is in every mitzvah. He brings l'mashal opening a minyan in the chatzer, or giving out tzedakah. Lots of people come in, there's lots of noise. And he says, just like teaching Torah, we don't care for the noise. The same thing, any mitzvah, chazal were matir, to do in the chatzer, and there's no time of nizkei shcheinim to stop this. The Bach in the place brings that Rashi seems to be chelek on this, because Rashi in our sugya, and the Braisa, the Gemara brings a Braisa that mentions a few things that you could be me'akev from opening in the Chatzir. The Gemara brings that you can't be a Reife or a Uman in the Chatzir. Rashi explains a Reife means a Mohel, and Uman means a Makis Dam. So the Bach claims, here Rashi says Mefayrush, that a Mohel, even though it's obviously a great mitzvah, people come to be Mekayim Mila for their children. And you see, you could be ma'akev the moel from opening, from doing his job in the chotzer. So the Bach says, must be the tour taka learned different than Rashi, and he learned that roife uman is one thing. A roife, which is a uman, it's not talking about a moel, it's just talking about a makis dam. And einachanam, your moel, you'll be allowed to be in the chotzer, even though lots of people come in. There's a rimigash on the Gemara l'kamon. And the Gemara brings a braisa that you cannot be a soifer in the chotzer. And the Gemara understood in the Hava, I mean, it means a melamed tinoikos. The Gemara has a kasha, because we said melamed tinoikos is allowed, and the Gemara says it means soifer masa. So the Rimigash mentions, maybe we'll say a soifer means someone who's writing tefillin u'mezuzos, sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos. And it's not talking about a melamed tinoikos. So the Rimigash says, no, a soifer who writes Sefer Torah and Mezuzos is exactly just like a melamed tinoikos, and also would be mutter. That's why the Gemara has to answer that it's talking about a soifer masa, which the Rimigash learns it means a soifer who's writing shtaris, or Rashi has his pshat. But enachanami, a soifer who's writing tefillin mezuzos, it's an inyan of a mitzvah, and you can't be ma'akev from being in the chatzer. The Ma'aseh these Rishonim, the Tur and the Rimigash, are very shver when we learn Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason you're allowed to be a melamed tinoikos in the chatzer is mitakonas Yeshua ben Gamla veilach. It's mevar in the Gemara that before the takona it was really usher to be a melamed tinoikos, and also after the takona only because of the takona. If not the takona, there's no heter to teach Torah, even though teaching Torah is a great mitzvah way before Yeshua ben Gamla. And if not the takana of Yeshua ben Gamla, and before the takana, it was usher to teach Torah when it's disturbing the neighbors, and there's a time of nizkei shcheinim. So, obviously, that means that other mitzvahs, there's no heter. So I thought of a svara, then I saw the Bach already asked this kasha, and the Bach answers that since there was a takana before, it was the first takana Rabbanon made that to teach Torah in Yerushalayim. So when we had that takana, so in a chanami, the neighbors could tell the melamed tinoikos, don't teach here because Rabbanon said the kids should go to Yerushalayim. But in a chanami, it seems in the Bach that before the first takana, that Rabbanon were metaken to go to Yerushalayim, the original case that there before any takana, so you can't be meinei malamed tinoikis from teaching in the chatzar, just like any other mitzvah. Meaning that when the Gemara says asol netinoikis shobis rabban umitakonas yishua ben gamlo v'ilach, that only from takonas yishua ben gamlo in an, it only means from the time of the other takana, but before that takana too. So it was mutter also without the takana of Yeshua ben Gamlo, which is a little mechudish. I was thinking al pi asvara de lichoiro seems in the Ramban. There's a Ramban on the Gemara of Sofer Moso. The Gemara brings a brisa that a Sofer, which the Gemara understood means a melamed tinoika, is not allowed to do his job in the chotzer. The Gemara has the kasha, so the Gemara answers it's talking about Sofer Moso. Rashi explains Sofer Moso means Melamed tinoiko isoir, umoyshiv melamdim tachtov, v'umoyres kula michyasu, v'yesham koil godoy. So the Rishonim have a hard time with the Rashi. Lamaisa, we're talking about a guy who's teaching Torah, so it's hard to understand just because there's more noise that it should be usher. There's also more Torah going on. The Ramban says a svara to be miyashiv Rashi. He says that since there's a extra big amount of noise, and also, says the Ramban, Rabbanon said that from a certain amount of Talmidim, you should have two Malam de Tinoikos and separate them. Therefore, Sofer Moso, you could prevent from doing his job in the Chotzer. The question is, what's going on in the Ramban? The Ramban is saying L'chera two Svaris, and he's putting them together. If he means that since it's not L'chatchila, because Rabbanon said you should do two Malam de Tinoikos, or you should divide it into groups, and the heter of a melamed tinoikis is only when you're doing a lechatchilodik, and you're not okay, so you don't have the heter. So it has nothing to do with the fact that there's extra noise. And if the Ramban is saying that even the Rabbanon were matir melamed tinoikis, but that's only to a certain amount of noise, so who cares to the fact that he's not doing the most mehudridik way Chazal asked, like the Gemara Kamon said, that it should be divided into groups. So it could be the svar that Ramban is, I was thinking, Lamashal, if someone, I'm not sure this din is right, but just as a mashal, if someone wants to clap his arovos in his house, so when it's making noise, the shechinim are tining, it's disturbing the afternoon sleep, the guy says, I have a heter, it's tzarech mitzvah. What happens if the guy brings huge branches for his arovos and he's clapping them with all his strength? So could he tie it to the neighbors, I'm doing a mitzvah? We tell him the mitzvah doesn't need such a crazy amount of noise. You could do the mitzvah like a mensch, and it's going to be a little noise, that you're allowed. But all this added noise is not coming from the mitzvah. It happens to be the way you're doing the mitzvah is making us this crazy noise. But the mitzvah does not need, the mitzvah is not a mechayev for this tremendous amount of noise. So could be what the Ramban is saying, that if it would have been lechatchilodik to teach as many talmidim as you want, so you're right, there's added noise, but that's the mitzvah, you're teaching more talmidim, so there's naturally more noise, and that's the natural way of doing the mitzvah. You don't have to, just like you don't have to make it in groups of three guys to avoid the noise, because that's the natural way of doing the mitzvah, teaching a lot of talmidim, and that makes a lot of noise. But if Chazal said the real way to do it is with less Talmidim, so if you're not doing it that way, we're not punishing you and not giving you the heter of Melamed Tinoikis, but we're saying this is not the classic way of doing it. So every added noise, more than what it should be in the classic way of having a Melamed Tinoikis, which is only a certain amount of kids, every added noise is not considered. It's coming from the way you're supposed to do the mitzvah. With this Svara too, I was thinking that we could understand the tour. Before came Yoshua ben Gamlo and made his takon of Melam de Tinokos. So the Gemara says in the beginning parents taught their children Torah. Now some parents couldn't teach, they were too busy, or they didn't want it, or they didn't know enough. They didn't want to teach their children themselves, so they took a Melam de Tinokos. Is this considered the natural way of doing the mitzvah? that you're making all this tremendous noise because you need all the kids learning together? Or we say, teach your son Torah privately and there wouldn't be so much noise. Only after Yehoshua ben Gamliel made his takana that the way to teach Torah has to be with the Melamed Tinokos, because the kids that didn't have a father, then it becomes the natural way of the mitzvah, and you have the zchus to make this noise and this amount of people coming in, and you can blame it for the mitzvah. But before that, so although you're making a mitzvah, but there's other ways to get through with the mitzvah too. We still have to explain why we have to get to Yehoshua ben Gamliel. Lichayr, there was a takana before. Takana of plach uplach. And lichayr, this should have been enough for our din of that there's no din of nizkei shcheinim. Also, according to the Vach, it also needs explanation that the takana seems very similar. Lichayr, it's enough that there's a chiyuv of every plach uplach to have a melamed tinoikos, and that should be a reason that you shouldn't be able to prevent the guy from teaching Torah. So the truth is that there's a shaila here in the Gemara we should know. The Gemara says that in the takana of kol plach uplach, they brought the kids only when they were 16 and 17. And there was a problem because Misha Hoya Rabikus Olov Mavid Bevyotso, the kids didn't want to learn. So they had to make a takana in every city and city that then also younger kids could come to learn. The question is, when they made the takana, did they mean to make a takana that also younger kids should come learn? And Chazal saw it's not working out because since it was only in every plaque, so kids didn't come so far to learn. Or that Chazal knew that if you say only 16 and 7, if you say only every plach, so only it's only matim for 16 years old and 17 year olds. And what changed was the Chazal didn't realize that you can't teach these 16 year olds. And when Chazal realized that you can't teach the 16 year olds, they made a way that you'll be able to start teaching also the younger kids. So if we say the Chazal made the takana originally only for the 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, the takana of kol plach uplach, so it comes out that Enechanami, in that stage there was no takana of melamdi tinoikis for kids. So we had to wait to Yeshua ben Gamla that he made a takana of melamdi tinoikis to the young kids, and therefore the Mishnah is talking about kila tinoikis, the younger kids. For that, that's there was a takana for that only from the time of Yehoshua ben Gamliel. I saw the Chtam Sofer in a tshuva has an interesting point. He says that there was that you could have tainod that parnasa today. He says when people he says in the Golos people need their parnasa for the basics, not just people doing not just parnasa for making some business. They need parnasa for a living. He brings a Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya that says that to be mefarnes his kids and his family, it's a mitzvah. So he says, Lichayra will say that if you want to do a small business in your house, today in the Golas, he says, it's considered a mitzvah. So Chtam Sofer says that can't be. Because even though the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, was matir to do a mitzvah in the chatzar, even though it's disturbing the neighbors, that's only a mitzvah that has to do with Bnei Ha'ir, meaning a mitzvah that there's a chiyuv on the Bnei Ha'ir. He says, to teach Torah. It's a chiyuv on the Bnei Ha'ir. That's the Gemara later on, that mitakonas Yeshua ben Gamla, loy mamtinan yenusoy masa lemasa, Rashi says, or the Rishonim, that you could force Bnei Ha'ir to put a melamed tinoikos. So it's a takana on Bnei Ha'ir. There's a chiyuv on Bnei Ha'ir to have a melamed tinoikos. The same thing he says, davening in a minyan. It's not your private chiyuv that each person has his private chiyuv. There's a chiyuv on Bnei Ha'ir, they should have a minyan. But he says, your private parnasa, it's your own mitzvah, that's not a reason that you could do it and disturb your neighbor for your private mitzvahs. I saw the Chtam Sofer in the Chidushim wants to answer, according to this, the Kasha. He says, before the takana of Yehoshua ben Gamliel, also teaching Torah was considered your private mitzvah. So it's not a reason to do it in the chatzar when it's disturbing the neighbors. Only after Yeshua ben Gamla came and made it a takono on the ear that the Bnei Ha'ir are chayv together to get a malamed tinoikos, then it's considered a chiyuv mitzvah on the ear, and that gives you a heter that there shouldn't be a problem of nizkei shechinim. The only problem is the Bach we quoted before mentions the Indian of mitzvah also on Mila, a moil. We mentioned the Bach claim that moil is also considered an Indian of a mitzvah. Is that considered also something that there's a chayv on the Bnei Ha'ir? So I saw the Chatam Sefer happened to mention Mila. He doesn't quote the Bach, but he says that also Mila is considered a chayv on the Bnei Ha'ir. I'll read the Gemara in Kiddushin. He says the Gemara in Kiddushin says that if the father wasn't moil the son, Beis Din have to be moil. So apparently there's some chiv, it's not just a private chiv, he says it's a chiv on Klal Yisrael. I'm still not clear because we quoted the Rimi Gash, who said that a Sefer who writes Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzos is also called a Dvar Mitzvah. Lichoira, you have to know if that's different than a Melamed Tinoikis before the Takon of Yeshua ben Gamla. Is that any more chiv on Bnei Ha'ir than teaching Torah before the Takon of Yeshua ben Gamla? In the sugya here we read that after the takon of Yeshua ben Gamla they brought the tinoikos. The Gemara says machnisin oison keben shesh keben sheva. When the kid was 6 years old and 7 years old, they brought him to the melamed tinoikos. Tosfos has a kasha. Oh, and the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says Omar le'rav Rav Shmuel bar Shelas ad shis lo sekabil, until age 6 don't take kids to teach. From here on, take the kids and teach them with a strong hand. Rashi says, from this stage, teach him Torah, and not just that you teach him Torah, but with a strong hand, you teach him a lot and strong. Tosfos has a kasha. Don't we know the Mishnah in Ovis that bin chamesh shanim lemikra? Here you're saying that till 6 don't take the kids to learn, and the Mishnah in Ovis says that the kid is capable from 5 years old. So Tosfos says that's talking about bebari legamre, when the kid is really very healthy, you take him from 5 years old. I was wondering, lechayra, there should be a pashan answer to Tosfos kasha. Obviously, when the Gemara says that from 6 years old you send him to the Melamed Tinoikos, and the Gemara says that then you start teaching him Torah Kishor Le'oil with a strong hand, it's very mistaber that also before that you teach him a little bit, little by little, whatever he could take. And there's a din that when he's 6 years old you get taken to the Melamed Tinoikos, and then you teach him with a strong hand. But mistaber that also before you do something, you don't one day start with a strong hand. You swear there should be something before. So what's Tosfos kasha? Lechayra you could say that ben chamesh shanim l'mikra you teach him easily, and in the stage of 6 you take him to the Melamed Tinoikos, as the Gemara says that you teach him with a strong hand, you teach him asfilei ketoira. So I was thinking, and I saw that in Chanami some of the Rishonim give this teretz, and also the Tosfos in Tzuvos also give this teretz. I was thinking, could be Tosfos didn't want to say this teretz, because the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Membeis, Amud Aleph says that Mishayodeh Ledaber Aviv Loim Doi Torah. So if you're talking about teaching the kid lightly whatever he's capable for, that stage, L'Chayra, starts already from the minute he knows to talk, and it goes on and on until you take him to the Melamed Tinoikos. The beginning you teach him, the Gemara says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and you teach him every day a little more, easily, until he comes to 6 years old, and then you teach him with a strong hand. So therefore, Tez is saying, obviously, Ben Chomesh doesn't mean you start teaching him with an easy hand, because there we already find Mishayodeh Ledaber, from when he knows to talk. Chayot's a strong taina. We got to know what the other Rishonim held. The other Rishonim who say, the Rishonim call it legalgel imoy, that what it says in Ovis, ben chamesh shanim lemikra, it means legalgel imoy, to teach him lightly, with a soft hand, whatever he's capable for. And at 6, when it comes to 6, then we take into the Melamed Tinoikus, and as the Gemara says, Sofi Leketoyro. So what are these Rishonim going to do with the Gemara in Sukkah? That the Gemara in Sukkah says, Mishayadali Daber, already you start teaching him. If a soft hand starts only when he's 5 years old, what are you doing to him when he knows to talk? So I was thinking, it could be that there's a very interesting Machlekes Rishonim here, Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah. That the Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah, as we mentioned, that the Gemara is talking about starting to teach Torah with a soft hand. We're going to, the Gemara in Sukkah says, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Mishayudah ledaber, Oviv lemdei Torah, my Torah. The Gemara says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, which pash just means that, how do you start teaching Torah? The first pasuk is Torah tziva lanu Moshe, and then you go on and teach him little by little. You teach him more and more, and that's really, the Rambam says like that, Mefarish, the Rambam brings that Gemara, and he says, you teach him Torah tziva lanu Moshe, and then little by little, you add on more and more. That's the Rambam says that Mefarish. And the Gemara says also Kriyashma, we've learned the Torah Kriyashma, my Kriyashma. The Gemara says Pasuk Rishon. So that's how Tosfos Lichor learns the Gemara, but it could very well be that the Rishonim who answered that only at 5 years old you start teaching him with a soft hand, could be they learned a different Pshat in the Gemara over there. When the Gemara says Oviv learned the Torah, it's very interesting. The Gemara says my Torah, and the Gemara says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. What do you mean, my Torah? Torah is Torah. You want to know which pasuk to start from? I'll tell you. So ask, which pasuk do we start from? Torah Tzivon Moshe. The Gemara asks, my Torah. What do you mean, my Torah? You mean to ask, what to start from? So it could be this Rishonim learned that we're not talking about a din to teach Torah. We're talking about a din to teach this specific pasuk of Torah Tzivon Moshe. And as we saw, as we learned in the Gemara in the first parak, Daf Yadalad, the Gemara says, Kosav Rav Ami Dalad Meya Sifri Torah. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifri Torah. Rabbanon told this to Rav Huna. So he said, Dilma Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Kosav. Well, you're saying that he wrote 400 Sifri Torah, maybe he wrote the Pasuk Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, which means that you could call the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, you could call that Torah. It has the name of Torah. When I say Torah, could be I just meant to the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So when the Gemara said, Oviv Lomdo Torah, it doesn't mean, it doesn't have to mean he teaches him Torah, you start with the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah means the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And that could also mean when the Gemara says Kriyashma, that you teach him Kriyashma, you teach him the first pasuk shel kriyashma, not out din kriyashma, but we want him to know these two psukim, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe and pasuk rishon of kriyashma. Why? Not midin Talmud Torah, but we want him to know what's behind these psukim. We want him to know dashka for the meaning of these psukim, that Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. We got that our Torah is from what Moshe gave us Misinai. And Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're not talking midin chiyuv of Talmud Torah, that might start really only when he's 5 years old. As the Rishonim say, that then you start the chiyuv of legal galimoy. If it's true that there's such a machlekes Rishonim, so we could be toila another machlekes Rishonim in this same point. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos Davchav, Noshim va'avodim uktanim p'turim mikriyashma. Rashi says, what does k'tanim mean that they're potter from kriyashma? Katan is potter from all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Rashi says, afilu katan shigia lechinuch. Here there's a special din by kriyashma that even though he's in the stage that there should be a chiyuv of chinuch, kriyashma chazal were mechayevim to say, Rashi says, gives a reason. Usually he's not by his parents at the time of Kriyashma. So Rabbanon didn't give the father a chiyuv of chinuch to his son, because usually the son is not standing by his father. Tosfos brings this Rashi, and Tosfos asks on the Rashi from the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Then Mishir Dale Daber, Oviv Melamdoi, Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriyashma. So you see that he has to say the first Pasuk of Kriyashma, Mishir Dale Daber. Now, obviously, we're not talking about Mitzvah Chinuch here. When we're talking about Mishir Dale Daber, it has nothing to do with Chinuch. So the Mordechai explains the Raya of Tosis, that he says, why were Chazal metaken that a kid from when he knows to talk should learn the first Pasuk of Kriyashma? Mistamo, says the Mordechai, so that when he'll be in the age of Chinuch, he'll know to say Kriyashma. Meaning this is a preparation for the Chiyuv of Chinuch. You're still not Mekayim Mitzvah's Chinuch when he's saying now the Pasuk Rishon of Kriyashma. But so that when he'll be in the age of Chinuch, that he should know to say the Kriyashma, you have to start today, Mishir Dale Daber, and you teach him the first Pasuk of Kriyashma. So Tosfos is asking on Rashi, if there's no mitzvah of chinuch when he gets to that stage, so how could you prepare him to that stage if he's never going to get there? Why are you teaching him Mishir Dale Daber, a preparation to mitzvah chinuch, if you're saying that when he's going to be in the age of chinuch, he's not chayav in mitzvah kriyashma? Must be that when he comes to chinuch, he's chayav in the mitzvah of kriyashma. So we gotta know what Rashi answers on this Tanya of Tosfos. If there's no chiyuv of chinuch, why is there such an inyan of reading the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema? So according to what we said for these Rishayim, it answers Rashi too. That Rashi held, just like Torah, when the Gemara said to teach the pasuk of Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, it's not midin Torah, it's a din that he should know this, the meaning of this specific pasuk. So also Kriyat Shema, it's not midin chiyuv Kriyat Shema, because he's not going to get to that stage soon. It's that he should know the pasuk. He should know that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's one way we said to explain the Machlokes Rishonim, shot in the Mishnah, the Stira ben Chamisha Shonim LeMikra, and here the Gemara says only at 6 years old you take into the Mamet Tinoikis. I was thinking you could say another pshat. Alpi what Reb Baruch Ber brings, Alpi the Gra, the Reb Baruch Ber says there's two chiyuvim on the father to teach his son Torah. There's one chiyuv Reb Baruch Ber says, just like a person is chayav lilmoid, he has a chiyuv mitzvah talmud Torah. So there's also a chiyuv lilamid. It's his own chiyuv, just like he has a chiyuv lilmoid. There's a chiyuv lilamid. And enachanamid, it's not only to his son. That chiyuv is also to other kids as well. Just that there's a din kedima to his son. And there's another din as we find in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Chamisha, there's five things that choyvas ha'bein alav, that be'etzim there's a chiyuv of the bein, and the av has to do this chiyuv for the bein. The Gemara mentions mila, pidin ha'ben, meaning there's a chiyuv that the bein should have his mila. And there's a chiyuv that the ben should be padui. But the Torah gave the chiyuv to the father, that the father has to do the pidyon for the ben. He's achroi that the ben should be padui. But the tachlis is, the inyan is, the ben has to be padui. And the son has to be, have his mila. The same thing the Gemara mentions there, Talmud Torah. So there's a chiyuv on the son that he should learn Torah. And mimele there's mitzvahs haben alohav, that the father has the chayva to teach his son, because the son has a chayva of learning. And the nafkamina between these two chiyuvim, Reb Baruch Ber says that as the chiyuv of limud, I think that's the chiyuv of shinantam levonecha, which he says is midin, your own private limud, just like you have to learn, you have to teach. So you have only bechinam, you don't have to pay for that. If you can't teach him, you don't have to pay a malamed tinokos. But al tzichiyuv of mitzvahs habein alov, just like you have to pay for pidyon haben, you have to pay the five shloim to the kohen. Also, when it comes to melamed tinokos, to your son, there's a special chiyuv that you have to, mitzvahs habein alov, that you even have to pay bischar, you have to get a melamed tinokos for your son. B'chayor, it's pashut in our Gemara that's talking about melamed tinokos, sending the kid to melamed tinokos, we're talking about the chiyuv al tzichiyuvas habein alov. That Reb Baruch Ber brings, that then you have to pay b'schar. So when we say that you take the kid when he's 6 years old to the Malamed Tinoikis, it means that the kid has a chiyuv There's a chiyuv here that the kid should learn Torah, and that chiyuv is on the father. That starts when he's 6 years old, and also what the Mishnah brings, min chamesh shanim l'mikra, l'chayra means that when he's 5 years old, the kid is capable to learn. Now, l'chayra, it doesn't mean that before 5 years old, he has no havana and you can't explain to him any Dvar Torah. But it's mistaber, just like we find by chinuch. There's a din, like katan ayodeh l'naneya, oviv konelo lulav. When the katan knows to shake a lulav, his father has to buy him a lulav. Obviously, every katan knows how to shake the lulav. It's the easiest thing to do. So the Paiskim say that he has to know how to l'naneya koroi, meaning with all the right shakings to right and left and front and back. Even though the main mitzvah, and you're mekayim the mitzvah deraisa by just doing the shaking the lulav, even like the youngest kid knows how to do. But chayvas chinuch Chazal gave to the father only when the kid could do the mitzvah in a certain amount of shleimus. So it could very well be the rabbanon kein deraisa tokun. It could be also that when the Torah gave chayvas haben alav, meaning that there's a chiyuv for the son to learn, and the father is chayv in this, it's only when the son has a certain shleimus of understanding or learning Torah. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, ben chamesh shanim l'mikra, that then he's right, he has a certain amount of havana that you could say that he's chayav, and there's a chayvas haben alav. But it could very well be that misha yoda ledaber, you're not talking to the wall anymore, and he's understanding what you're saying. So therefore, when the Rishonim said that when he's 5 years old, you start teaching him Torah legal galimoy, and we ask lichayra, you start mishiyadal edaber. So it could be the din of chamesh shanim lemikra. We're talking about the son himself. When is he roy for a chiyuv of Talmud Torah? That starts when he's 5 years old. Then he has a certain shleimus. He's shayach to a certain shleimus of learning. So there could be a chiyuv on him. There could be a chiyuv for him. A chayvas haben alav. Before that stage, even though he could understand something, the Torah didn't put on him a chayvas haben alav. But and before that, there's no chiyuv for the father. And then he won't be chayav l'moshol to pay bischar. But if the father wants to be mekayim his private din of Talmud Torah, that Rebbe Baruch Ber says, you have a chiyuv also to learn and also to teach. Not only your son is chayav, you want to be mekayim a mitzvah of teaching Torah. So mishayudal edaber, you could be mekayim that you're not talking to the wall. If the son doesn't understand anything, you're not being mekayim a chiyuv l'olam in Torah. You're talking to the wall or to the camera. But if your son has a certain amount of avonah, even though he's not in the stage that he has a chiyuv, but you're already mekayim the chiyuv, you're already mekayim a mitzvah of l'lam and Torah. So the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about when you could be mekayim your mitzvah of l'lam and Torah, mishayadal adaber. You could be mekayim your mitzvah of l'lam and Torah. But when is there a chiyuv that you shayach to say chayvas haben alav and nafkamina, that then you're chayov bischar, you have to take a malam etinoi, because that taka only starts when he's 5 years old, even just the chelak of legal galimot, the soft hand.